Welcome to Space UV, the podcast where your cosmic curiosity finds a home. I'm your host, Reza Marati, and today we're exploring a strange, fascinating question that blends physics, technology, and even a touch of philosophy. Do clocks tick differently in deep space? Get ready for a time-twisting journey beyond Earth and beyond what we think we know about time itself.
And I'm Jamie. Today, Reza and I are talking about interesting things. Let's start simple. According to Einstein's theory of relativity, time is not a fixed thing, it's stretchy. Two people in different gravitational fields or moving at different speeds will experience time differently. For example, clocks on the International Space Station tick slightly faster than those on Earth. Why? Because the ISS is in a weaker gravity field and moving at high speed. This is what we call gravitational and special relativity time dilation.
Yes, Jamie. Right now, astronauts use UTC, Coordinated Universal Time, just like people on Earth. But they live in a tin can that circles Earth every 90 minutes, so sunrise and sunset happen 16 times a day. To stay sane, they use artificial lights and scheduled routines that simulate a 24-hour day. Their body clocks, our circadian rhythms, still crave a familiar pattern.
Reza, I think like you. But what happens when we go far beyond Earth? Say, a mission to Mars, or even Alpha Centauri. In deep space, there's no day or night, no sunrise or sunset. Earth time becomes meaningless. Would we still use 24-hour clocks? Or would we need a new system, like a space standard time? Mars, for instance, has a day, called a sol, that's 24 hours and 39 minutes. That sounds close, but it throws Earth clocks off very quickly. Scientists and rovers on Mars already use customized clocks to stay synced.
Yeah. Now let's stretch this idea even further. Imagine a ship 10 light years from Earth. It sends a signal back to mission control. It takes 10 years to arrive. In that kind of delay, Earth's calendar could be a decade ahead. Interstellar missions may need to disconnect from Earth time entirely and create their own localized clocks and calendars. Some even speculate about using atomic clocks, biological time, or quantum entangled devices to measure and sync time across vast distances. It's not just a question of physics anymore. It's logistics, psychology, and survival.
This isn't just theoretical. As we step into the next era of space exploration, to the moon, Mars, and maybe beyond, we'll need to redefine time. Not just scientifically, but culturally. How will we celebrate birthdays on another planet? What's the definition of a year if you're not orbiting the sun? Time is not universal. It's personal, it's relative, and it's something humans will need to rethink as we explore the stars.
Thanks for spending some time with us. Pun intended. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow us at spaceyv.com, where we bring science down to Earth and launch your imagination sky high.